Corvath Plumbing. This is AJ.
Hi, AJ. My name is Matt, and it looks like somebody spoke to my AI assistant just a second ago.
Yeah.
I'm over here with, was that you?
Yeah, is this Flash?
This is local. Yep, this is
local
Flash.
Flash.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
did
so
you think about
just,
Jordan? It's pretty cool stuff, huh?
The AI virtual assistant. Yeah, those are great. Yeah.
Yeah, we actually, that's our own proprietary technology. We put $1 million just into her already.
That's amazing. Now,
yeah,
if she could have done my taxes today, that would have been great. But, you know, yeah.
That'll come one day. You know what? I'm telling you, that's going to be something where an AI bot, thing is going to be able to help us do our taxes one day.
But listen, on that end of the spectrum, if they're doing the taxes, they're going to be doing their own taxes because they're going to be working for us. You know what I mean?
I know. We should be able to tax the bot, you know?
That part, you know? Well, listen, the guy you want to speak with is actually not around right now.
Okay.
What I would try doing is calling back next Friday, right about this time, if you can.
Next Friday.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
AJ, I can definitely do that. And who's the guy I need to speak to, AJ?
His name's Devin. Yeah.
Devin. No problem.
Yeah.
I will definitely put
And then this is in regards to digital marketing, correct?
Correct. That is correct.
Oh, fabulous. Very good. Very good. Yeah. We can
always use more. Are you related to Devin at all? Or?
I am. Yes, I'm his partner.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
perfect, perfect. Yeah. I mean, does he kind of handle that, or did you guys both kind of do the?
We both, but you know, I think this is something that I think he might want to. He'd be excited to hear about.
He's the one that I need to talk to. He kind of makes the decision, and like, I gotcha.
And
yeah,
I think he'd be really.
Yeah,
I think he'd be
do,
really excited to talk to you too. So.
Oh, that's great. I appreciate that. I work with a lot of plumbing companies. In fact, I got a really big, because we're here in California too. We're in Southern. But I got a really big plumber in New York that spends a lot of money with me. And my plumbers, though, to shoot you straight, AJ, they do very well on Google, right?
Well, I'll tell you something. Devin has a niche, okay? He's not only a plumber. He does a lot of commercial building plumbing. So installing and then also he does fire sprinkler installation, design and inspection. So he's not just the guy that comes out with a plunger and hits
up the toilet.
You know?
He does commercial too.
He's not a rooter.
Gotcha.
There's a difference between like a rooter and then he was basically a plumbing architect. So yeah, like he designs, fire sprinkler, systems for, you know, new builds and works with different contractors and such. So he's, you know, he's a pretty cool guy. And he actually volunteers his time as a local firefighter.
Wow.
You know, he's on every end of that, you know, from the water to the fire, you know.
Gotcha.
And on top of that,
next Friday will be a good time for him?
Yeah, next Friday. That'd be great. I'm sorry, you said your name was Jordan?
No, my name's Matt. Jordan was my bot, though.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, see? Look,
my name's
she
Matt.
Made such an impression on me, Matt. Okay, Matt. So, I'm going to put in the notes
The guys love her, too. I'm like, you guys realize that's a robot, right?
Yeah, they're like, what's her Instagram, you know?
Yeah,
what's her at?
So crazy. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I'm like, good Lord, you know? I'm like...
I think it's brilliant.
I'm like, guys, it's a robot. Calm down.
Well, I think it's brilliant, though, because, you know, we can't always get to every call, Matt. You know, you and I both know we can't get to every
and
call.
And that's something I've been willing to help bring that to you guys' business, too, because Jordan, doesn't sleep. And we just rolled it out, and we're, like, right now beta testing it. I've only given it out to a few clients to just beta test. I'm like, here, guys. But I'd be willing to, like, let you guys –
play with it,
AJ. Like
have
this, for your business to use.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
we
wouldn't
even charge you. I take care of you guys, but
well, you know,
you guys
listen,
can try it out, and we'll customize it. for your business. So yeah, because you're right, because it's like when times when you can't pick up the phone, or like when somebody calls late at night, Jordan doesn't sleep, she doesn't take a break, she doesn't, you know, call out sick. And that's what's so cool, and like why this technology is so helpful. You know, and this is why we're so
I'm all for the AI in the future, because the more we can get these, you know, digital friends of ours to help us, you know, I'm using air quotes, help us, the better off we are. You know,
sense it's good, but some people are like mad about all that because, you know, they're like, oh, it's going to take away jobs. And, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
Listen,
we can't fight it.
Matt, let me tell you something. I've got 3 cats, okay? And I've got 2 litter robots. I don't know if you've ever seen those. They're the litter boxes.
I know those. Yeah, the little MRI machine where they go into it, you know?
Exactly. And these are the top of the line, the best of the best, because, you know, these are my kids, right? But I'm going to tell you something. That's one job. I don't give a shit if AI takes it. Thank you. Thank you, robot. Yeah. I mean,
exactly.
And excuse my French, but I'll, you know, 10 times over, I'll put my money into that robot to do that job for me, because nobody likes to do that job.
I know. Like, it's funny you mentioned cats, because my wife, like, has been begging me, because she wants a Persian, like, there's a company called Southern Persians, and they're like really bougie cats, and they're really expensive. And like, she's been on me about getting, one of these cats, and you know, I keep pushing her off and off, and I'm like, well, what about the poop? And I don't want the house to smell. And I, you know, it's
our house is immaculate. These guys are, and you know, another thing too, is that, cats are inherently very clean creatures. It's usually the owners that are filthy. You know, they don't get around to maintaining the box. So if they have a clean, every time they step in their little sandbox, it's clean. It's a win-win for everybody. I say treat her to her little Persian and get her a litter robot. Unsponsored.
Okay. That sounds good. That's what I told her. I said, we're not getting an old school, you know, where you stupid. I'm like, I want the bot. I want it to smell good.
Listen,
you know
Matt, you and I both know in this day and age, you get what you pay for. You really do.
Oh, totally. Totally. You know? Oh, yeah. I mean, but you got to look, like, I told her, I said, look, by the time you pay for the cat, you do the pet nanny thing to fly it out here, because, you know, it's coming from, like, Mississippi, right? And then, you know, and then you do the thing. I'm like several thousand. I'm like, man, I'm a brand new TV into the cat, you know?
Yeah.
So I told her, you know, eventually we'll do it, but, you know, when the time comes, you know, so.
Good for you, like, Matt. You're a good guy. Well, listen, I'm gonna tell Devin, I'm gonna give him a heads up about, next Friday, 3:30. Gonna be really excited.
How about I call you guys at 3? I have another appointment at 3:30-ish.
No problem.
I'll call you guys at 3 next Friday.
Sounds good.
And then, and how do I spell Devin? Is it D-E-V-I-N or is it Y-N?
Correct. No, D-E-V-I-N, correct.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
All right. Sure. Well, listen, you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you so
much,
ma'am, and you enjoy your weekend. And I'll talk to you guys next week at 3:00 on Friday.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, bye-bye.
Perfect. Bye-bye.